Hello and welcome to our second call of the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. So today's chapter, I Give Unto You Power, opens the door to a much deeper understanding of Florence's teachings, and I'm excited to bring that understanding into the 21st century terminology and thinking. But first, some admin. Okay, so the recording for our first call and a separate recording of the meditation we experienced is on the Masterclass Central webpage. And before we begin today, I want to encourage you, like always, to use the daily journaling pages of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook and to use those every day. When you write in these pages every day, that upon waking page and the before sleep page, you'll not only be supported to use your power, but you will see where you're not using it. So that's really important, you know, to move us along. So I really want to encourage you to use those pages every day. Okay, so that's all the admin I have for you. So let's just go ahead and begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. We ask that you open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past and overcome obstacles in our present. We ask that you open the way for us to expand our awareness, to sync with the higher consciousness of the divinity within, and open the way for us to understand and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. We ask that you surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that deflects negativity. And with each deep breath, fill us with strength, stamina, and love energy that heals in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, so today we're diving deep into the second chapter, I Give Unto You Power, and it's packed with energy-moving information. You know, Florence sums this chapter up when she states, "All power is given unto me to bring my heaven upon earth." Doesn't that just rock your world when you read this or say it in your mind? All power is given unto me to bring my heaven upon earth. It opens up so much possibility. And there's just no room for fear. But the key is to believe it. Now, Florence uses several terms that are outdated for today's world in this chapter. So I'm going to go over what they mean today and then sum them up to support this statement being true, that we can bring our heaven to earth. Okay, these are some of the terms and words that we're going to be exploring today. Personal power versus personal willpower. God power. Your word. Poise. Negative vibrations. Stain. Reasoning mind. Active faith. Impressing the subconscious, enemies like serpents and scorpions, rich consciousness, evil and devils, to outpicture and to stand still. She really loaded this chapter up. Okay, so Florence begins the chapter with telling us that God has given us power and dominion over all created things, his mind, his body, and affairs. She further states that all unhappiness comes from lack of power. Man imagines himself weak and the victim of circumstances, claiming that conditions over which he had no control caused his defeat. Man by himself is indeed a victim of circumstances, but linked with God power, all things are possible. She states that by your word, you contact this power. Then miraculously, every burden is lifted and every battle is won. This power Florence is speaking of is the love energy of the divinity within, the God power. And when we're aligned with the vibration of that energy of the greater consciousness, we have the ability to manage and focus that energy to heal our body and create through our energy the experiences of our life. She speaks of the word, making contact with this God power. Our word is a vibration of energy. Our word is always the dominant energy within us. The key here is to ensure that the God power energy of love is the dominant energy. And when we're in sync or alignment, matching the vibration of love energy of the divinity or the God power being that divinity within, we're channeling that power and we open the way for miraculous life experiences to become our reality or to be our reality. When we're in full alignment with the vibration of this God power, that greater consciousness, there is no more forcing personal will. When we're in full alignment with the vibration of the greater consciousness, our fulfilled square of life, health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression and everything in between flows to us. We become a magnet for miraculous experiences from the inside out. And we don't feel that need within us to make things happen, to force our personal will, because they just do. Things just happen. When we're in that higher vibration of love of the divinity, of the God power, our human body and mind experience bliss. We experience that all-consuming vibration of love of the highest order. We experience a feeling of oneness, a feeling of wholeness, a feeling of being accepted as if we're resting in the palm of God, safe, free from worry, free from the pain of the past, experiencing only the perfection of the love of this present moment. Florence calls this state of being poise. And it's from this state of being that we experience active faith. Because there's nothing else. We're in a state of being one with the God power within, and as a result, we are the flow of love, of gratitude, of bliss, where there is no fear, no worry, no lack, no limitations, no resentment, no pain of the past, only the bliss of this present moment. When our word or our energy is of the high vibration of love, as one with the divinity within, we attract to us experiences of the same wonderful love energy. We attract like a magnet the joys of our heart, the thoughts of, I'd like to have, fill in the blank, it just miraculously manifests. Or we're shown the action steps and we understand what they are and what to do and how to take them, how to feel, because we've already received it. This love vibration gives us dominion over our mind, body, and affairs. And in this state of poise, in this bliss, we flow. We flow in ease and grace. We are one with the superconscious mind, that greater consciousness of the God power within. We are of a rich consciousness. From this state of poise, this state of bliss, there is no forcing personal will because there is no more fear. And when we're feeling like we need to make something happen, we need to force it, and we're in that tension of forcing personal will, well, that tension is fear. And when we're in the state of bliss, in that state of poise, that state of love, there is none of that. It's like we totally know that the universe has our back, that God has our back, that things are happening, things are moving, and we're getting what we want, this or better. So take that in for just a minute. What would that even be like? What is that like? Maybe you're experiencing it. When we're in alignment energetically with this God power within us, that greater consciousness of all it is, there is no resistance energy. There is no fear, only love. Love of the highest vibration. And we're not talking about how much you love vacation or sunshine. We're talking about DNA changing in your cells, love. Love of the greater consciousness, the love that is your essence, as you are one with the God power. So how can I describe this love? Intense gratitude. Intense joy and happiness. Full immersion into the greatest love you've ever felt. If you have a pet and you love them unconditionally, or you're a parent and you remember looking into the eyes of your newborn for the first time, looking into their eyes with that unconditional love, that state of being, the vibration of love, that closeness, that bond, that connection. That's the closest I can describe it. We just don't have the human words for it. We're all born here into human bodies, vibrating in this love energy. But the planet of Earth is a world of duality, stretching from the love of the divine to the pain and suffering of fear. And through the years of our growth, we've experienced this duality to the point that pain and suffering have impressed our subconscious with such intensity that the fear of pain and suffering is our dominant energy for so long that it feels normal. While our natural state, the natural state that we were born in, is love. The love vibration of the God power. Are you with me? Is this resonating with you? It's from this state of love of the highest order that we have dominion over our mind, body, and affairs. But what we must understand is this dominion, this control. It doesn't mean forcing personal willpower or personal intent, and here's why. When we're forcing our personal willpower, we're doing the forcing from that vibration of fear that I mentioned earlier. And just to be clear, fear energy is a negative vibration. And when we're in that mode of forcing our personal willpower through the vibration of fear, that's when our life experiences outpicture the sum of our fear energy, those fear energy thoughts, they become our reality. This is when our thoughts are realized as an experience in our outer reality. And it's not pretty. This is when we create what we perceive as failure because we were trying to force something wonderful, but unbeknownst to our analytical mind, our internal energy didn't support something wonderful. Our internal energy supported fear first and foremost. So we created, we magnetized to us an external experience we did not want. An experience of the same fear energy we were subconsciously holding on to, the energy we had impressed the subconscious with, something we did not want. We cannot be in the vibration of fear and the vibration of love at the same time. It's one or the other, never both. If this is a true statement, and it is, in order to truly have dominion, we must be flowing in the energy of the God power, that superconscious vibration of love of the highest order, as one with the divinity or God power within. When we're in the vibration of fear, fear of lack and limitation, worry, despair, resentment, and we're in a vibration of fear that is less than love, we have no power to create a higher outcome. We're stuck trying to force things to happen. Our words are begging in our prayers, and they're begging from a level of fear. We're stating our affirmations from a vibration of fear. We're riding a wave of fear that feels like we're being sucked under, and we can't hardly breathe. Our stress is so intense that we breathe shallowly and hold our breath. And because we're holding our breath, our brain and body is cut off from the vital oxygen, that breath of God that we need to survive, and we get stuck in survival mode, that fight or flight fear. And there's no energy left to think, much less create a higher outcome. And this state of being begins to feel normal. It's during this time that the energy of our fear emotions are intense. We're afraid, and that energy impresses the subconscious mind. Anytime we're feeling intense, passionate emotion, whether it's a love emotion or a fear emotion, that energy impresses the subconscious mind. And when the impressions of fear are stronger than love, fear energy becomes our dominant energy. And that fear energy is the enemy within. Those fear-filled thoughts and beliefs, they are the army of the aliens. They are serpents and scorpions. Florence talks about the reasoning mind. In today's world, we call this the analytical mind. This is the thinking we experience based on current conditions and memories of the past. Think about that. The memories of the past. When we look at negative experiences from our past, it's easy to see why these memories are an army of the aliens. The energy of negative experiences are based in fear energy. And fear is truly alien to the love that is our essence. Any experience, any thought, any belief that vibrates in the energy of fear is an enemy. And those thoughts and fears are within. Florence speaks of evil and devils. Well, let's get really clear on this. Evil is fear energy. Devils is fear energy. Florence teaches us that evil is unreal and leaves no stain. What does she mean by this? A stain is a lasting effect So if this statement's true, evil is unreal and leaves no stain, and evil is fear energy, then that would mean that we have the ability to overcome fear, and that we, when we overcome fear, it will have no lasting effect on us, no lasting effect on our mind, our body, or our affairs. This tells us that we can be free, not only of fear, but that fear has no lasting effect on our life, that we can truly be free of the pain of fear from our past. Now, our reasoning mind, our analytical mind, will tell us that based on our past, based on what we know of the past to be true, we're not good enough to be happy, not good enough to overcome lack or resentment or pain and suffering, not good enough to overcome the fear that wreaks havoc in our lives. But our analytical mind can also look around, and it can see that an acorn grows a mighty oak tree. Our brain can see the miracles of our physical world. Our analytical mind can see the miracle of cells forming a human that breathes and thinks. Our analytical mind has no problem accepting social media or a cell phone connecting us to people on the other side of the world in real time. Well, as real as time gets. Just because we can't see something doesn't mean it's not there. Germs make us sick. But when we vibrate at the higher love frequency, the germs cannot stick to us. During the March blizzard in 2021 in Colorado, my little Magic was really sick. He had an anal gland infection and he was in a lot of pain. It was whiteout conditions outside, so it wasn't possible to make an emergency trip to the vet. He'd seen the vet earlier that day, and he'd been treated, and he should have been on the mend. I'd given him all the medication he was supposed to have, and even given him CBD drops, enough that it should have knocked him out. But by 1 a.m., he was in so much pain, he was shaking and crying, and he didn't want me to hold him anymore. And I reached out to my dear friend in the UK and told her what was happening. Oh, geez, I wasn't good. I get emotional. She immediately began to send him distant healing energy. And within moments, Magic stopped crying. And just a few moments more and he stopped shaking. And then he fell asleep. And all that medication he'd had just was able to really take over. Just because you can't see energy does not mean it's not there. Florence teaches us to stand still in this energy, in this vibration of love, being this state of poise, this state of bliss, if you will, anchoring this vibration in the stillness. Being this vibration in the stillness. When we stand still in this vibration, we're fully immersed. Every cell of our being is vibrating in this bliss energy, and it's magical. Our goal is to achieve and maintain this vibration during our waking hours, making this vibration our normal state of being. When we're actively engaging with this vibration of energy, it's easy to be aware when our vibration begins to dip. We can feel it. And with this notice of awareness, we can then take the action steps to realign our energy. So you're awake, what, 14 to 16 hours a day? When we achieve and maintain this vibration of love energy consistently, and I don't mean be the vibration of love energy for an hour and then fear energy for 13 or 15 hours. I'm talking being the vibration of love energy more than 75% of the time. What do you think your life would look like? Who would you be? What would your happiness meter look like? What would your life look like if you broke up with your best friend stress? Your best friend worry? Your best friend any level of fear? Your body would vibrate at this intense vibration of love that is amazing. You would love everybody and everything. I can feel that energy right now. What would your life look like if you overcame fear and aligned your energy with the love of the God power within you? Fully in sync with the superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within. You'd be flowing in ease and grace. You'd be magnetizing to you the dreams of your heart effortlessly. You'd be receiving inspired action steps, and you'd have the strength and confidence within you to take them. So how do you get there? You shut down the chaos thoughts that fire all over your brain when you're stressed. And the only way to do that is to go within. I recommend using the Quiet Your Mind exercise that I used at the beginning of our meditations. This technique is less than 3 minutes long, and you can find it on the Masterclass Central webpage. Quiet your mind and then immerse yourself in a meditation of the love vibration. And then bring that love vibration back with you to your waking, alert life. And set your attention to be aware of your energy and course correct as necessary. Then rinse and repeat. So there are really only 5 action steps. Breathe deeply. Fill your body with that life-sustaining breath of God and bring clarity of thought to your brain. Number 2, quiet your mind exercise. Stop those thoughts that perpetuate chaos in your brain, which will also pull you out of survival mode, because your brain starts to work more coherently. Number 3, meditate into the love vibration. Connect with that superconscious higher self, that God part, that God power within. Become one in wholeness. Number 4, be aware of your energetic vibration and immediately address your vibration when you feel it dipping from love to fear. Use your power, the energy within you, to course correct. And number 5, with awareness, make being the love vibration your new normal. Rinse and repeat these action steps daily, moment by moment. Some days it is just moment by moment. The more you implement these strategies, these action steps, the more easily you'll be able to maintain your higher vibration of love consistently. When you consciously set your intention to be the highest vibration of love possible, and you maintain that intention throughout your waking moments, becoming aware of what your energy is at any given moment, your awareness becomes razor sharp. And you'll immediately know when your energy begins to dip out of love to fear. And you can take the action steps to shift back to love. And it's from this state of love vibration that you sync with your superconscious higher self and stand in the stillness, being the magnet for miraculous experiences of the vibration of love. Okay. Man, my body's vibrating. Jeez. I want to immerse us in the shift to love meditation that we did last week. I want to do that again together. And I want to ask you to just be open to healing energy coming to you. I'm going to be focusing, sending healing energy to you while you listen to this. So we'll begin. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a deep breath, we begin by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. And with another deep breath, we embrace gratitude for the opportunity to be the love vibration. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I accept that I have the power within me to create a higher outcome and improve my life. I commit to using my power from this state of love. And repeat after me. I consciously choose to understand adversity and see it as feedback to achieve a higher outcome. And repeat after me. I pray from a state of gratitude, having already received. I trust that I am loved and the divinity always has my back. I love my body and who I am. It's one with the divinity within. And now I integrate all this love. repeat after me. I embrace this love within me and set a firm intention to live my life from the vibration of love. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. And just allow yourself to feel roots coming down from your feet into Mother Earth, traveling down through her soils, the water, the rocks, the clay, all the way down to her center, to wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you in that beautiful love energy at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, just pull that love healing energy back up through the roots, back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just embrace that love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. All power is given unto me to bring my heaven upon my earth. You have the power within you to live your fulfilled square of life, health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. You hold the God power within you. It's time to grasp and be confident. It's time to look at your life from a new perspective, a perspective without lack or limitation, without stress and confusion, a perspective of being limitless. Okay, so let's recap. Now we have a much clearer understanding of the fear of our personal will, that personal willpower, and the love, strength, and stamina of the God power within us. We have a full grasp of our word being the energy within us, and that the sum of the energy within us creates and mirrors back to us as the reality of our external life. We know that through our analytical reasoning mind, we can grasp the full picture of the God power energy within and overcome the fear that is our enemy and is not real. So we can be free of it. Now we understand how we can show active faith through the vibration of our consciousness. And through the alignment of our three levels of consciousness, we have the power to live our version of heaven on earth through the love that is our essence. We're given immense, magnificent power, but most of us don't have a clue as to how to use it. There's power in our words. But it's not just the words, it's the energy behind the words. It's the energy that supports our words, our thoughts, and our beliefs that create the reality of our life experience. And when you embrace the love that is your essence, and your thoughts, beliefs, and words express that love energy, you set yourself free from fear and programming of the past to create and live your happy new life, your version of heaven on earth. You get to choose what you feed your body energetically. You have the power to stop the cycle of fear from the past and create your new happy life, the life of bliss, your fulfilled square of life. Remember who you are. A spark of the divinity within. You are love. You are light. You are limitless. You are one with the God power, the divinity within. So before we complete, your homework is to read the next chapter, be strong, fear not, and put into active practice the tools that we've discussed. Consciously choose to be love energy. Set your intention to be aware of your energy and course correct when you feel your energy dipping back into fear. Because you live in a human body, it's going to happen. Be aware of when it happens and stop it in its tracks. Write in your Game of Life manifesting playbook every day. Whether you're using the paperback playbook or you're writing in a blank notebook, using that PDF as your guide, write in your journal pages, writing out your experience and intention every day. When you do that, it changes your life. Okay, so that completes our class.